Hey, everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the Bumper Podcast, your very favorite family-friendly, silly podcast that happens every so often, weekly, maybe, I don't know. Time has gotten very strange these days. But can I tell you what I'm excited about? Something that is very time-sensitive, something that is happening this weekend?
Yes, you should absolutely just tell everybody. You're doing all this build-up, and you should tell them, because they don't know what you're talking about. They hear you're excited, but I ain't know what you're excited about.
Correctamundo, Pig, my friend. Everybody, that's Aloysius J. Pig. You may know him, you may love him. If you don't, then you should. You should, because he's pretty swell.
Thank you. Natty, you're in a really good mood today. Like, I've listened to a few of the podcasts lately, and you seem a little bit dour, a little bit down, a little bit sour with all of your frowns.
You're saying I sound good. You, my friend, also sound good. That was a good rhyme. Looking bit, what was it? Sour, looking kind of down. Looking kind of dour with all of your frowns. Oh, go, Pig.
Yeah, go Pig. I'm going. Go, Pig. You stopped. I thought you were going to keep going.
Yeah.
That's not how it goes?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. I got confused.
We need to work on
that. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, sorry about that. Hey, Aloysius. I am in a good mood, and it's because of what's happening this weekend. We're going to get a very special visitor this weekend. I'm hoping. I don't know, but do you know that this weekend is Easter for everyone in this house? Maybe you celebrate something different, and that's 100% cool. You do you. But here, we have a giant rabbit who hops down a bunny trail, hippity-hoppinin', and then you know what he does? He drops off baskets, and I... What?
Hello, there. It's me. I'm the Easter Bunny, and I was just hoping by that you're speaking about me.
I know a lot of crazy things happen here at headquarters on the Bumper Podcast, but if we ever had a giant, I don't know, with the ears, I'm going to guess 7-foot rabbit in the building?
I'm actually 6'7". The ears alone are 2 feet tall. So I am 4'7" without the ears, but with the ears, I am 6'7".
Okay. The Easter Bunny is here, everybody.
Right.
I'm so excited.
Natty, he's right there, and he's looking at you, so he hears you talking about him.
He's also got very large ears. I believe he said they were 2 feet tall.
Exactly. They were two feet tall, and I am the Easter Bunny, and it's wonderful to see you, and it's a beautiful spring day out here, and I'm hoping everyone is very healthy and very well, and I'm hoping I never received any kind of a list from you, or a letter, or anything.
I'm so sorry we didn't send the Easter Bunny a letter this year, but it's because we're quarantined, we're at home, and we couldn't go to the post office, and we couldn't mail you a letter, and I'm hoping that this doesn't ruin all of Easter.
You see how it works, man? There's loopholes. There's all these rules, and they're going to try to take your holiday away, your Easter basket, just because you didn't follow some rule and send this bunny dude a letter?
I said that I never received a letter. I didn't say you were not going to get an Easter basket. And listen to me, Mr. Aloysius J. Pig. I am the Easter Bunny, and I am watching, and I'm seeing, and I'm hearing. And what I've seen and what I have heard is that everyone here is very nice to each other, and I do appreciate that very much. And so, we shall see come Sunday morning if there's any kind of basket or anything around your house, eh?
No, excuse me, I didn't mean to put myself into the fray, but I am Rufus T. Rufus, and my understanding is that someone was referring to some sort of loopholes, and any time you bring up contracts, entities with loopholes and such whatnots and etc. I like to be part of the conversation, ipso facto, wherein to fro I can relegate, and of course I can bill for hours, if you understand what I'm saying. Times are tough. Times are real tough around here.
Thank you, Rufus. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming in, but I think we have this all handled.
What in the net is that? A 7-foot tall rabbit in the building. What in the world is happening? I've never seen such a crazy thing. I mean, I've seen all sorts of things here at the Bumper Podcast at the headquarters, but I had never seen a 7 foot tall a bunny right like this
actually,
one right there.
Yeah, actually, he said he's not.
I'm 6 foot seven. With the ears, I'm 6 foot
yeah,
seven.
Six foot seven. Yeah, okay.
But without the ears, again, if you took the ears off, and then I'm 4 foot seven. The ears are 2 feet tall, and I'm just I'm the eastern way. I'm very tall.
Well, I do declare. If I ain't seen everything, I do believe I've seen almost all of it now. But, Natty, if I'm also correct, you're not going to be allowing me to bill for this time?
No, there was nothing to bill for.
Uh-huh.
So go ahead and go.
Well, then I shall,
thank you, Jeff.
Go my separate ways.
Thanks.
Mr. Easter Bunny, I do hope to see you, or not see you, but I hope you understand. I would appreciate it.
I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Bring your
thank you, sir.
Okay.
Everyone have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy your spring day. All right.
Thank you so much, Rufus. Wow, so Easter Bunny, I'm sorry that we didn't send you a letter, but there was obvious and very serious reasons why we didn't. It wasn't safe. I hope that you guys along the bunny trail are practicing all of the paw washing and masks and gloves and everything, because, you know, if you are going to be dropping off baskets all around the world, all around the country, everywhere,
of course,
I want to make sure that they're safe for everybody that you drop them off with.
We're following all the rules and the regulations, of course. We're going to make, you know, all the baskets are safe, of course. And we're wearing gloves and we're wearing masks and everything. It's wonderful. It's going to be a great Easter. I'm very excited about Easter. It's going to be a big time.
That's what I'm talking about. Safety first. You know, my favorite thing about the Easter, it's not the basket, it's not the grass in the basket, because that just really makes a mess. If we could get rid of the, you know, the fake grass in the basket, I'd love that. I don't even need a basket. If you could just give me a pile of stuff, I'm fine with a pile. Because here's the thing with the baskets, is after Easter, I got this basket. I'm not a basket kind of pig. I don't need baskets all over my house. I'm not going to store stuff in baskets. I'm not going to put stuff in baskets. I'm not going to tisk it. I'm not going to task it. I am not the pig who needs a basket.
You're really on point with your rhymes today, pig. I'm very impressed.
Thanks, bro. Nothing but time. Nothing but time here, sitting here, working on my rhymes, if you get it.
Actually, we can't just leave a pile of stuff that we... Easter basket. It's the Easter rule. We give a basket, and then you have your gifts and your chocolates and everything inside of the basket, and it's a very nice thing.
All right. Well, that makes sense to me. I mean, if you're going to bend the rules on us not having to send you a letter, then if you have to stick to the rules of having a basket, I'm totally cool with that. And I'll bet it's a lot easier for you to carry everything around the bunny trail to everybody's house if there's a basket involved, because you can just hold the handle, zip in, hide the basket, run out.
Yes.
So that makes sense.
Exactly. It's very, very, very difficult to carry the baskets and everything around everywhere, and we have to visit all the children around the world who celebrate Easter, and we give them baskets. If I just had piles and piles and piles, things would get mixed, and people would get confused, and no one would know what was going on, and it would just be absolute chaos, and we can't have it.
Yep.
We cannot have anarchy on Christmas.
Christmas?
Excuse me, Easter. I got confused. I'm
very...
A lot on my mind right now.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world. Well, listen, Easter Bunny, I appreciate you coming by and spending some time with us. It's super awesome and super sweet. And before you leave, I hope you don't mind if I...
You don't have to do this, Natty. You don't have to show him.
No, I just wanted to please.
No, he doesn't need to. Fine, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
So I wrote this thing... You know, because everyone is so concerned about the cleaning and what I was saying about the bunnies and the masks and the gloves and everything.
Proper protocol. We have to follow it. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, proper.
And so I wrote this thing. It's called Peter Cleaning Tail.
No, my name is actually Cottontail. Cottontail.
I know you're Cottontail, but I was making a little joke.
It's very funny.
Awesome. So it's... It's, you know, the old Peter Cottontail, like, here comes Peter Cottontail, that one. So, this is Peter Cleaning Tail, so it's kind of a, you know, whatever. But it's to that tune. So, I wrote this, we'll see how it works out. But Here, I'll try to, you know, sing-song it, I guess. Here comes Peter Cleaningtail, wearing a mask on the bunny trail, practicing social distancing the whole way, bringing every girl and boy baskets full of antibacterial joy and things to make your Easter clean and safe. Oh, here comes Peter Cleaningtail. Did he just cough on the bunny trail? How many times did he wash his paws today? Here comes Peter Cleaningtail, hopping down the bunny trail, hippity-hopping with disinfecting spray. Try to do the things you should. Make sure to sanitize extra good. And heel roll gloves and toilet paper your way.
Oh, wow. Natty, you wrote that?
I did. It's cute, huh?
Nice.
Thanks.
And you've been taking singing lessons?
No, I haven't been taking singing lessons.
I was just messing with you. I knew you hadn't.
Nah.
Bro, maybe you should have warmed up first.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. It was just on the spot. Easter Bunny's here. I didn't know I was going to have to sing today. But listen, everyone, I hope you are safe and well and sound at home. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. I hope that you are practicing social distancing. I hope you're washing your hands and showering and, you know, doing all the things that you need to do to keep yourself together. Make some sort of structure in your life, because right now everyone's structure is just so completely out of whack. So kind of get up in the morning, brush your teeth, maybe make your bed. Change out of your pajamas every so often. Not every day. Listen, I'm not asking much here. Make sure to take showers. Showers are really nice to get you clean and get you refreshed and get you ready for the day. Eat your meals. Eat good food, healthy food. Don't just eat junk, or else you're going to feel kind of terrible. And most of all, be nice to everybody who's in the house with you, because they love you. Right? And they want you to be as good as you can be, and you want them to be as good as they can be, because you're all in this together. And ultimately, we're all in this together, right? So you start small at your house, you take care of yourself and everyone there, and then you expand it out, and you don't leave your house, and so you're not going to spread this thing around, and then we'll get to go out and all hang out and high five very soon. I mean, air high five. I'm not actually going to high five anyone ever again. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Bumper Podcast, and I want to thank our guest today, the Easter Bunny.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, of course.
Thanks. I forgot. Did you like the thing that I wrote?
It was very funny.
Aw. Yeah. Thanks.
It was very wonderful. I want to add in what everything you just said, that everyone just take care of yourself and be wonderful, and don't forget, maybe leave me a carrot if you can on Sunday, because it's a very long trip, and I want you to have a wonderful day, and I need to keep some carrot in my belly so I can keep it going.
Wait, did the Easter Bunny seriously just use the Bumper Podcast to ask people for carrots? Hey, crazy things that happen. All right, see you later, 7-foot-tall bunny.
Again, I'm actually 6'7".
Yeah, 4 foot.
2 foot ears, 4 foot 7.
All right, everybody, thank you so much. Have a great time. We'll see you next week. Whoa!
I'm Natty Bumper Car.